Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast. Steve Caldwell here. Let's start by recognizing someone who's doing something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Gotta tell you about my feel good product today. It's called the Cuisinart Grill. It's a really kind of a small grill that you can use on the tabletop, and you can cook panini or any kind of meat on this grill. And I got to tell you guys, I love this thing because there oftentimes I love grill food, but I don't want to go start up the full grill outside, and it may be too hot even to cook outside. So I love being able to do something quick. This Cuisinart grill, you go search for it on Amazon and you'll find the one that I have. It is freaking awesome. This grill has both top and bottom plates, and they're reversible, so I can even cook pancakes on them, which I've done as well. Love this grill because each individual plate has a thermometer control. Highly recommended if you do any kind of grilling or cooking indoors. Easy to clean up. Gosh, I can't tell you how much I enjoy this thing.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Oh. Today's discussion is what I call hammer time. Now, I'll bet you're probably already thinking of the song that MC Hammer did on Hammer Time, and I gotta tell you, I love, love, love that song. But this particular discussion is not about the song. We probably need the song after we kind of have come in contact with the type of leader that I'm gonna discuss today. But I want you to know that today I wanted to talk about one of my least favorite types of leader. And unfortunately, I've seen this type of leadership an awful lot today. And it drives me up a wall because at least on the surface, this type of leader looks like that they're okay. Meaning that they're a little quiet, they look like they're a little laid back, they're not always bringing attention to themselves. But let me tell you what I'm really talking about. When I describe this type of leader, what they're doing is that they are the type of person that will sit back and allow people to go down a path that they themselves know that they're never going to support. And they'll let them go down this path even to the point where they'll let them fail. And here's the part that makes me absolutely nuts. Because then once that individual on their team has gone down the path that they knew they wouldn't support or that they let them fail, this type of leader will then rush down to get in that person's face and they'll tell them why they shouldn't have done it, how they should not have done it. In other words, they come down and lower the hammer and it's boom, we're now in hammer time. And the hammer time is just pounding on the poor soul that didn't do what this person really thought they should have done. Now, this is a very insecure type of leadership. The reason it's insecure is because the manager is making it all about them. They're trying to make their ego supersede good common sense. In other words, if I'm the person that knows everything and I point out all of your errors, then that's serving my ego and is not helping you, not even in the least. But yet, so many people have to work under managers that actually do this over and over and over again. we shouldn't be waiting until somebody fails before we tell them what they should be doing. We should explain it. We should have discussions that actually outline the causes of failure and the ways to avoid it. We need to set up ways that people can avoid roadblocks and that they can achieve success. It's not about us saying, "I told you so." But this type of leader exists everywhere in business. And frankly, it happens in their relationships. That's really where it starts, and they bring it there. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen husbands or wives that they sit back and wait, and then they say, "Well, I could have told you not to do that. I could have told you not to do that. I could have told you you would have a mistake there. I could have told you." And they use that "could have" to excuse the fact that they never interjected at all and helped you avoid a bad situation. This type of leadership is really poisonous. And once you start leading people this way, I'll just tell you, you're never going to get their trust back. And if you have been doing that, then the only way you can get people's trust back is to own up to it, to actually say, "Look, I'm sorry I've done that. I've evaluated myself, and I realized I was allowing people to go down a path that I didn't support or that would not contribute to their success, and that does not help you in the least, and I want to stop it right now." Because if you don't do that, here's what's you're going to be looking forward to. You're going to have constant conflict. And I could have called this constant conflict, because the reality is that's all you're doing. You're waiting for an opportunity to pick a fight. And who in the world wants to be in constant conflict? Who do you know wants to work for the leader that is more happy to lower the hammer on somebody than to spend some time teaching and helping them to become better? Which one would you prefer? I'll bet that you would much rather have the teacher, the person that would help you, instead of the person that would hammer you. I just don't respect the hammer style of leadership. I know that people do it all the time, and I want to help you avoid it. The best way to avoid being the hammer leader and being the person that's in constant conflict is to ask other people for their ideas. Lower your own ego. You don't know everything, and you'll never know everything. None of us ever do. I don't care how much we study. I don't care how much we learn. There's always an opportunity to improve. You could be the very best in your company right now. But the question is, are you just comparing yourself to the best in your company? How do you know somebody in another company is not 4 times, 5 times, 6 times better than you are? You know, we tend to put such limits on ourselves. We'll just look at the surroundings where we are and we'll say, "You know what? I'm okay." But the great leader is always looking for other ideas. They're lowering their ego. They're willing to say, "I don't know what I don't know, and I'm going to find out what I don't know." And the only way to do that is to lay the hammer on the side and use it so sparingly that you almost have to have somebody else help you to pick it up before you lowered the hammer on somebody. You see, when you can get to that point in your life, then you're actually recognizing that people all have different feelings, different motivations, and different responses based on how we talk to them. I want to encourage you, enjoy the song Hammer Time, but don't be a Hammer Time leader. It won't get you where you want to go unless where you really want to go is in the land of constant conflict. The Manager Mojo podcast is brought to you by the graduates of the Mojo Leadership System, a proven method of refining and accelerating your management and leadership skills. Go to mojoleadershipsystem.com to learn more. In order to receive a special $250 discount on this training, enter the word podcast in the shopping cart. That's mojoleadershipsystem.com and enter podcast as our thank you for listening to the Manager Mojo podcast.